Welcome to Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life with Jennifer Noelle Taylor. Jennifer takes you on a quantum journey to discover how to supercharge your life working with universal healing quantum touch principles. Imagine knowing how to accelerate, revitalize, and engage in ways you've never experienced. In this hit show, we reveal powerful, simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships. Imagine being simple and supercharged to cultivate life force energy for yourself and others. Get ready to be astounded. Now, here's your host.
Welcome, everyone, to Quantum Touch Radio. I'm your host, Jennifer Noelle Taylor. So happy to be here today. And today we have a wonderful guest. She's been around with Quantum Touch longer than I've been around, and it's amazing because I'm still looking forward to do this interview. Her name is Henry Rand Ferjewell, and she learned Quantum Touch with Richard Gordon back in 1999 and was one of the first instructors that Richard certified to teach Quantum Touch. She currently has an office in Honolulu, Hawaii, and frequently teaches online and in person worldwide, working primarily with students and clients from Japan, Hong Kong, mainland China, Australia, and the US mainland. She's maintained a private practice in energy healing for 21 years, folks, 21 years, has taught Quantum Touch to over 7,000 students. For the past 9 years, Henry has been working for Quantum Touch headquarters, IES, as the chair of the Quantum Touch curriculum department. And Henry and her curriculum department colleague, Miriam Hunter, created and designed the instructor and student manuals for all of the Quantum Touch workshops. We're talking all the workshops, level one, level two, supercharging, manifest miracles, and self-created health. That is a lot of work. Henry and Miriam also developed the first level one and level two instructor mentoring programs for Quantum Touch, and were part of the team who created the level one instructor training program implemented in January 2018. So basically, when you go to our website and look at the professional requirements to become an instructor or practitioner, that is Henry and Miriam's handiwork. So, and I have this wonderful quote from Henry. I love how welcoming Quantum Touch is. Whenever you are in your healing journey, Quantum Touch can provide balance, ease, and relief wherever you are, from beginner to having lots of experience with energy. It helps my heart to be more open, my mind to be more relaxed, and of course, pain melts away. Come try it. You'll be amazed at how easily you can bring healing to yourself and to those you love. So welcome, Henry. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Boy, you could have cut that introduction in half. I would have been happy. It was a long one. Thank you.
I enjoyed that. That was fun. So I guess the first question I'd like to start with is, how did you discover energy healing? Like, tell us a little bit of your story. What was your aha moment?
Well, you know, I'm stubborn, and I have to be shown things a few times, you know, before I get the clarity. And that's how I went most of my life prior to Quantum Touch. And so I got into counseling, but energy healing, I had no idea what it was. But there was, you know, every so often there is something that you look at and you go, I have to attend that. I have to see that. I have to read that book. I have to meet that speaker. And I saw Quantum Touch workshop advertisement in the newspaper in Boston. There's this one guy going around the country teaching it. There wasn't a headquarters. There wasn't even a book at that point. It was just a weekend class. And I said, well, I don't know what it is, but I know I'm supposed to go there. I just felt that in my gut. And then the ad said, everyone can learn this. I guarantee it. And my literal thought was, okay, that means even me. I mean, that's how resistant I was. But at the same time, something inside pulled me to attend. And this is where I'm really grateful for luck and whatever inside me allowed me to take that step. And I went to the workshop, had to travel a couple of hours in the morning to get there by train of all things. And wow, it was something completely unreal to me. Energy healing, what is this? What is universal love? What is people can do this, and we can learn it in 2 days. it was shocking.
So that
got me in the door.
Yeah. So, you know, this is interesting. This came up on our last show too. So there was a part of you that felt like this isn't really real, or it's kind of fairyland or woo woo, or, you know, so it's amazing that you did a 100-degree flip, and now it's second nature almost, right?
It's changed my life so completely. And I do not say that lightly. I don't endorse products, but I tell you, I wouldn't be teaching it for 21 years now if I didn't think it had merit. And if there weren't thousands of experiences in my own life where it opened doors, it showed me there was a different way of being other than the perfectionist sort of scared little shy person inside that said, I'm just going to stay in my books, thank you very much. I travel all over the world and meet all these people, and it's the most incredible experience. There's so much joy in it. And the actual technique helps so many people, and it shines out of our eyes, and you can see, you know, these masks of gray pain and exhaustion just melt away. You see it in the class when you're teaching. It's like, it's the best job in the world. So, you know, not only in my life, but I get to witness it in all the students and in the clients. And if I had doubt, they've long been resolved. But I tell you, I was skeptical at the beginning. And even that first day of that first workshop, at the end of the first day, I was so, oh, yeah, this is good, but I can't do it. I'm not going to come back for day two. But that's how fixed my mind was on it. And I'm reading my notes, and suddenly I start to realize something's different, because my hand was resting on my abdomen as I was reading. And I had unconsciously started doing the process, the technique, for the first time, really. Relaxed in my home at night after that day one of day class of class one. And I realized, oh, this works, because now my belly's really warm. And it's winter in Boston, and bellies don't get warm, you know, that easily, unless you put food in it or something else. And so it was when you relax, it works. So that's been the journey, learning to relax with it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, you come into a workshop, you don't believe you can do it, and then you come out, and now you're teaching quantum touch for over 20 years. That's really amazing. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. Speaking of phenomenon, you know, the heat and what gets generated when you run energy, I'd love to hear a few stories about your experience on clients, or your favorite story.
Oh, I got some favorite stories. My first experience was that evening in my own belly and feeling my whole torso feel warm and comfortable. And I started breathing better. And I said, okay, I'll go to day two. And on day two of the class, that first workshop, I worked with someone who happened to be, you know, class. We pair up in practice, as in all the workshops you're doing this. And you're just practicing the technique. Nobody really knows much of it. They don't have experience with it, but they're just doing the techniques that are based in simplicity. And even if you don't think you're doing it, you're doing it. And so as I was working with this practice partner, she said, you know, I'm a nurse, and I have to tell you, I have a lump in a place that I really don't want a lump, and I know what it is. But just, could you run energy there? And so my mental thought was, what do you expect that to do? But I said, sure, let me help. And if we can. And so we did the technique as best as I could. And at the end of the 20-minute practice, she put her hand in and her eyes opened wide and she said, "It's gone. Where'd it go?" And she's feeling all around, where does this thing go? And she had used the energy, which I not very expertly cultivated, and was able to do healing for herself in a really profound way. Tears started pouring down her cheeks, and she was like, the biggest sigh of relief, because she knew what was ahead of her because of her other training. And she could no longer feel that symptom in her body. And so I went, okay, I want to learn more about this technique. So that was the first shock of witnessing someone else being able to powerfully heal. It opened a door to seeing the body in a different way. That when we are, these symptoms that we have that we think, oh, it's the end of the world, and it's awful. The body's failing, and why is it abandoning me? And it really necessarily isn't that. It's very often sign language, communication that tells us something more. And I think for me, that is the second big aha moment I've had. Over and over again, seeing the innate intelligence inside the body, inside the energy fields of the body. And that even a client who is very traditionally oriented will understand these shifts in themselves that open doors and it changes their life. So for me, these are what impressed me.
Yeah, that's an amazing story, watching a lump go away. And this also comes to mind, one of what Tony Robbins said, is that things aren't happening to you, they're happening for you. And quantum touch, I feel like, really brings that to light. Like, you know, what is the purpose? Because I know I believe there's a purpose to everything. And so what is the purpose of, you know, what's happening? And I think that is a much more empowering way to look at things. That's why I love quantum touch, is because it allows people, instead of feeling like a victim and my body's my enemy, I have to fight my body, allows people to say, we're in partnership and there's a purpose and there's a growth to it. That's what I love about it. And on that note, we're going to go take a short break, and we'll be back with Henry after our break.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show, Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit quantumtouch.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Quantum Touch Radio. I'm your host, Jennifer Noelle Taylor. And today we have on the air Henry Rand Ferjewell. She's a long-term Quantum Touch instructor working with us since 1999. And we are asking her, we were talking about having her share some of her stories. So I'd love for you to share a few more stories of your experience with clients or yourself. Oh,
thank you so much for this opportunity. You know, quantum touch teachers, it's hard to get us to stop talking about our stories because we have so many and we have always want to, we're always getting more every day. The other big aha for me was remote healing. And in quantum touch, people understand about healing, distant healing across space, where you can offer the energy and the recipient is not in the room with you. But most people may not realize you can also offer energy outside of time as well. So in other words, we can send energy into the future. And when it comes time and time and space to live that experience, the energy is going to be there to support you. And you can also send energy into your past. Because we all have moments where things were glitched, things were accidental, quote unquote, things, these learning experiences that we had were not pleasant, very often traumatic. And wouldn't it be nice to be able to offer energy to our younger self to help them through those difficult challenges? So, you know, with my mindset as skeptical as it was at that first workshop, you know, when he, at the end of that first workshop, Richard was teaching distant healing. And I thought, oh, I have no problem energy work across space. That's fine. But time, are you sure? Because I had something in my past. I was in an incubator. I was 2 months premature. And so a long time ago when I was born, we were in an isolated incubator, sterile gloves, no one touched with, you know, skin to skin contact for a long time. Because they wanted everything to be hygiene. And of course, they're doing things much better now, but way back then, it was a challenge. And when I went on raw foods and opened up in my adult life, I began to have experiences that traced back into that incubator time. So that was an issue for me. It started a whole cascade of adaptive issues where someone psychologically might say my nervous system was dysregulated, you know, not optimally functioning, and energetic flow was not so great. But Richard said, well, send energy to your past. Yeah. But I did, because number one, he was the teacher, and you listen to your teachers, old school style, right? And secondly, I wanted to see, could there be a difference? I'm decades older than that moment where the trauma happened. Could this make a difference now? So I took 3 weeks, did a half hour every day, and I ran energy I saw me as an adult go into neonatal intensive care with no gloves, and I put my hands in my mind's eye on my newborn me and ran energy. So I would do that 30 minutes every day, and I 3 weeks, that's a good time. And it was so strange because baby me was like an ice cube. She was frozen solid. My inner sense had created an image that said, this is a mirror of what she's like. She's kind of frozen. You've not been dealing with this issue for a very long time. But every day I ran energy for a half hour. And the baby began to thaw, and she began to open, she began to move. And by the first week, she was in my arms and she was wiggling, and I was running energy, doing quantum touch. And at the end of the 3 weeks, you know, she was happy and smiling, and this beautiful field of energy was around her, I could see. And so, you know, I was telling someone about this experience, and they said, "What, any change?" I went, "No, no change." But this is when the weird stuff happened. Everybody around me kept saying, "Did you just come back from vacation? Did you have somebody new in your life? Boy, you look great. What's happened?" And it took about 6 months of all these comments from people around me saying, "You're different. You're more comfortable in your skin." I hadn't a clue. But I really began to feel it. I really saw it. And for me, that was another shock. And it changed my ability. I no longer started to absorb everyone's emotion like a sponge. I became able to be able to be in a crowd, to be able to ride on an airplane, go on a shopping mall, all these things I couldn't do because I kept absorbing too much from these early times. So it really made possible how I now live, doing quantum touch on that younger self, that newborn me. So
that's interesting. So at first you didn't really think anything happened, right? You did this due diligence for 3 weeks, mm-hmm. 30 minutes a day, and you didn't feel anything, but other people noticed.
Yeah. Do you find that's true when people see changes in you sometimes before you see changes, or is that just me? I was slow.
Well, here's a theory that I have, and we'll talk more about this when we come back for our next break. But people write into the office and say, you know, I've been doing the energy work and I've been doing the breathing, and I must not be a very good healer because I'm not really seeing any results. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you just told your story, and you thought, well, I did all this energy work and I didn't really see any results. Right. And yet other people are saying that they're seeing a difference. And so my kind of philosophy, or what I think is going on, is sometimes people may not perceive the results, because I believe energy always has an effect. Like if you send something love, it's going to do something. It's hard, like love always changes everything in my opinion. So that to me is an interesting phenomenon. Maybe the changes are so subtle over time that people don't notice. So mm-hmm. I think I've seen that before where they have changed, but it's over a period of a month. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we kind of want, like if you go to, if you take a pill, sometimes the changes are instantaneous, but I think quantum touch can be a little more subtle, where the changes aren't right away, right? Or can they? Or what have you?
What I've in the years since I've been working with quantum touch, I've gotten more used to seeing this. So basically, this is happening from inside out, and the places where the change is happening may not be parts we look at. May not be parts we connect to with our senses. So we are working at a subatomic level. We're working quantum field. So why they call it quantum? Why would you call it quantum touch? And so because the changes are deep, it sometimes does take time for it to bubble up to the surface. So now it's in the range of what I pick up with my senses. Because we all have different windows of what we can pick up. Dogs have this huge window of what they smell. It's energy they're smelling, translated through their sensory. Now, we don't pick up what dogs, thankfully, there's a lot of things dogs pick up I don't want to smell. But we all have our windows, and they're all different sizes based on our habits of what we use, what we give our attention to, and what we think about. So, and how we feel about those. So I really feel, you're right, there is a change. It just may not be visible yet. So we just need a little more time with the practice, or we need perhaps some digesting time after the practice where you can reflect and feel how things are in a deeper way. But it always does change. I do believe that.
Mm-hmm. This reminds me of a customer that wrote into the office a few days ago, and she said that she had like these gut problems her entire life, like just nothing worked in her mm-hmm. her gut, like intestines were just kind of messed up. And she did energy work, like she put her hands over her, you know, belly and did energy work for every day for 2 months. Mm-hmm. It took 2 months. But after 2 months, she said it totally was normal. Like things were good for the first time in her life. And so to me, that indicated to me a couple of things. One is she's extremely patient, because how many people hang in there for 2 months, right? Doing energy work. Like she had faith that this was the right path, and she diligently worked on herself for 2 months. So sometimes I think with these energy healing or some of the more natural holistic, you know, solutions, it may take some patience and some time, because we're really reworking, like you said, at a deeper level.
Yeah. So, and there's something else mm-hmm. too, when we come back from the break, we can talk about on this.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Yeah. So after break, we'll talk about this something else, which I'm curious to learn about. And we'll go ahead and we'll come back in a few minutes.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, purepotential.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today.
This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Quantum Touch Radio. I'm your host, Jennifer Noel Taylor. And today we have the privilege of speaking with Henry Rand Fergil. She's a long-term Quantum Touch instructor. She's been with us since 1999. So we were in the midst of talking about this phenomenon that sometimes people don't always notice that the energy healing has had an effect. And Henry was providing an example on herself. Other people were noticing, but not Henry. And then Henry said there was something else she wanted to mention. So I'd like you to go ahead and tell us more.
Well, there are three skills that Quantum Touch uses to cultivate the energy. And the energy we're talking about is universal love, right? So we're using our breathing and we're using our intention, which is what you feel. What emotions are you feeling? What's your preferences? And we're working with our attention, what you're focused on. And for most of us, I mean, we use these things all the time. We're always giving our attention hither and yon. We're always breathing, not well for most of us. And we always have a cascade of emotions that sort of tumble through us as we move through our life. But what I love about Quantum Touch is that it optimizes how we use those three things so that wherever you are in the moment, you can just stop and breathe in a particular way that's so easy to do and so nourishing for your brain and all the energy fields and in around your cells. And you can focus on what HeartMath, for example, calls a renewing emotion. We would say an heart emotion or an expanded feeling such as gratitude or joy, something like that. And we would work with putting your attention inside as opposed to focusing on that thing that annoys you or this thing that worries you. And so we put these three things together. And this changes how you walk through your life. But I think we don't notice it because so much of the time we don't have our focus in those directions. We just put our attention back in. And you get more information about yourself and you get more clarity and you get more grounded. And to me, I mean, it's a choice. So every moment we have a choice and it's just so empowering to know that you have a choice in how you can take your next breath, you know? And when you can put that in, that focus in, oh my, you've opened the doors to everything.
Yeah, this reminds me of a quote from Tony Robbins, where Tony Robbins said, if you want to change your life, you need to change your state, you need to change your story, and you need to change your strategy. And what you just described is a great way to change your state, because sometimes if you can't change your state, you can't change your story, and you can't change your strategy, because you can't really see any strategies if you're all wound up or pissed off, right? So I think it's just a beautiful exercise to change your state. And I wanted to also mention, we're going to open it up to questions from our listeners. And we'd love for you to call in. If you want to call in with a question, the number is 1-800-930-2819. It's also on your screen. And we have a question, Sarah from Boston. Is there something to do as a physical or visual reminder for the pause and breathe in the middle of a crisis? So I'll let Henry address this.
Well, I'm a great little believer of these things. These are little, I don't know what brand it is, but little things that have a little adhesive on the back. I carry a little pack with me put one on my phone, and sometimes just say B with a capital for Brie. You know, I will, sometimes I'll wear a bracelet that reminds me. I make things that will catch my eye, that can act as a circuit breaker, so that I can remember to reach for the tools that support me through the process. And we can do this. We absolutely can. I can do it. You can do it. I guarantee. use a photo. I keep a photo that of a place that I love that reminds me to be calm, or that reminds me of a wonderful experience I have. So you can use any kind of visual cue. You can use an aromatherapy cue. You can use a crystal cue if you can hold a particular stone. And of course, a quantum touch pendant you can also use that can support you energetically. So there are lots of tools you can use to give yourself those external reminders. Sure. Jennifer, what do you use?
I like to have the, so I have on my desk right now.
That's my tool.
Ooh, yes.
Flowers. I don't know. There's something about having a lot of flowers around. I mean, I have, you know, views outside, but if you know, if I'm in a crisis and sometimes, you know, heaven forbid, fires come up running a business, and I always have like flowers around, and I look at the flowers and it instantly reminds me.
Yeah. I listen to the birds. You've probably been hearing them from time to time right out in my lanai here in Hawaii. Nature is the best support, isn't it? Yeah. So, mm-hmm. That's such a good question.
It's like, you know, one of the things I do too, nature is an incredible healer. And I like to go out and get, there's a trail about 10 minutes away from me called the Makua Forest. And I like to go out there, and you don't even spend much time out there, but just it's quiet and it's embedded in nature. And that's a great tool, even if you have a very small amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just, you know, for me, standing outside, look at the moon, breathe, find a big tree, put your hands on the bark. Breathe. Especially if I'm frustrated or impatient or irritated, trees are my go-to friends and support. And, you know, I personally feel that through photosynthesis, you know, they're taking in the carbon dioxide as their nourishment, and they're exhaling oxygen for us. And the same is true with all the stuff, emotional stress that we exhale. That's fertilizer. For nature. So let nature use that, get, and in return, take in that wonderful energy that helps us to get more coherent and grounded. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe it's no accident that nature is green. Water.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. There's no accident that nature is green because it's the color of the heart chakra. So nature, you know, open your heart, right?
I love that. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Any more questions? Again, call in at 1-800-930-2819. Henry has a wealth of experience. Can you answer your questions?
I also have a story. The first year I was in practice, and one of my first students gave me a white azalea. Again, I was in Boston teaching, so this is winter. And it was blooming. And of course, with quantum touch, we can run energy in water. So for the entire next year and a half, I ran energy to put quantum touch in the water that azalea got fed. And it bloomed nonstop for a year and a half. It loved that water. It was just shining the blooms always. No fertilizer, nothing. So plants love it. Food is changed by it. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, it's a wonderful application to run energy into your garden. I found, so here's a message. Okay, so I got a message from Spirit on this one. So I got seriously into gardening, and I got into a little bit of, you know, little fruits here and there. It's the weirdest message, but Spirit said, or all that is, or some people, God, said, if you plant a tree, like a fruit tree, it'll change its energy to produce the nutrients that you personally need, because it's your energy going in, and it provides like a certain frequency coming back to you. And that was, to me, just this amazing insight of how you can use your garden to give you exactly like the right energy for you. It's very personalized, like how nature can like morph. It's very fluid. And that was a really amazing message from Spirit.
Absolutely right on. I think I have another example. I was working with a client. She was on the phone, and she was on the other side of Hawaii, in the island where I live. And she's a gardener. And she called me. She had to cancel attending the workshop the next day because they got a phone call from the mainland. Her daughter was going into intervention in a drug-related kind of therapy. And as we were talking, this big, beautiful golden rain tree outside my lanai gave me a message that connected to the tree that she was standing under in her garden on the other side of the island. And the message was to tell her daughter to go sit out of the tree in front of the hospital where she was going to be treated, and that she will find some special energy there for her that will connect her, make her feel more comfortable. And it's like the trees got together and telegraphed a message. And we humans kind of were the slow version of it. The interesting thing was when my client who called got there to the mainland and visited her daughter at that clinic, she said, "Mom, the first thing I have to tell you is come sit under this tree. I've been sitting under this tree for 4 or 5 days now, and I always feel better. I don't know what's with this tree. What's with this tree? You're a gardener, tell me." And that was her story. So trees do more than just make leaves. They think they help us a lot. And this is not quite quantum touch, but it is energy.
It is energy. Well, great. Well, we're going to go on another break, and we'll be back in a few minutes, and we will continue to take questions, and then we will talk about some other topics as well. So thank you, everyone.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ITY.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're on Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life. I'm Jennifer Noelle Taylor, your host, and we have on the show today Henry Van Verjoel. We've been doing this amazing interview, and we can also take your questions. So if you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-930-2819, or if you're listening live on Facebook, just type it into the chat. And so anyways, I have a question for Henry. What happens when somebody has, let's say, a long-standing condition, and they're just not really seeing like any relief using quantum touch? What do you think is going on there? I get that question sometimes.
Such a good thing to ask, because when they say, "I have a long-standing this," what they're talking about most often is physical condition, a pain or dysfunction or some kind of body limitation in their perspective, limitation. And what quantum touch talks about, and what I really believe to be true, is that whenever the body has, in general, when the body has these conditions, it's communicating a deeper truth. Sometimes it's letting us know you've stopped expressing a certain part of yourself. Sometimes it's letting us know, are you ignoring the voice that says you don't need that fifth beer? That extra this or that, or have you taken a lunch break? There's some lifestyle things that sometimes add and support our well-being, but we just use our willpower and we choose otherwise. And so very often the body will make visible the inner situation, the inner distress that's happening at an emotional level or at a mental level. And it will express it through physiological symptoms. And so if a symptom is not responding to energy work, 80% of the time, 90% of the time, it does respond to energy work. But if it doesn't, for me, that's when we need to look underneath the symptom and start working with something called self-created help, which is another aspect of quantum touch that's not hands-on energy work, but is understanding the emotional roots that the body is expressing. Okay. So I would say we have to look a little bit deeper. And there's a wonderful process, self-created help, that Richard created, 7 steps. Within those 7 steps is a world of transformation. So don't give up hope. That's what I would say to them.
Here's an interesting thing that I've noticed. So I've used self-created health more as a life process. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, when I didn't have any money, like I basically spent everything I earned, I was living paycheck to paycheck and had no savings. I looked at, you know, why I was doing that, like what was my block towards money. And mm-hmm. It's funny because I get a lot of calls or questions coming into the office here saying, I can't afford your workshops. And I think one of the things is there's an energy or an emotion behind lack of money. And so if you don't have any physical conditions, you can use self-create health to understand what's in the way of, you know, manifesting what you want. And then that brings me to our new course that fleshes this out even more, which is the Manifesting Miracle, which I love because there's things I want in life. And I know that the universe is infinite, that we can have what we want, but what's in the way is just me. So I love our new course. So Henry, if you'd like to describe it a little bit, that would be awesome.
Manifesting Miracles is it was launched in last November. It's an online course. I think it's right now it's 14 hours, so you can enroll from any part of the world, depending on what language you speak. But it is about understanding what manifestation is about. And it takes it a whole lot farther than simple affirmations. We don't work with affirmations in this class at all. We're really working, it's a class, a process that Richard Gordon developed that really describes the proper way of working with the law of attraction, which may not be how you're accustomed to hearing. He talks about what the future is, what our futures are, and we have many. And it gives you very clear tools that let you find a resonance, a tool, a future, find some way to connect to that future that offers you your greatest joy or the fulfillment that you're reaching for. And so it's I think it's an amazing workshop because we've been hearing so many stories of, oh, this thing happened. I took the class because I needed to manifest some more income. And then I've got so much business now. I don't know what to do. I have to turn clients away, you know? And one student in Japan emailed that she had been looking for this very special necklace of hers for 20 years. Literally 20 years. And she'd looked in the same bureau again and again. She'd taken the drawer out, shaken it, completely empty, not there. She took the class and said, I'd like to manifest something wonderful today. That was her intention. And the next day she opened up and that necklace that she hadn't seen for 20 years was in the drawer that she had looked many times for. And these things are... Is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. It's energy. And when you open yourself to, people think it's magical, and in a sense it is, but there's logic to the magic. And they're simple understandings that make sense when you work with them. And you can really find a way to relax within the process and use your quantum touch energy skills, things start to happen, doors open. So I could talk on. It's such a great class.
On. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to quickly address our last question from Lorraine. Can you surrogate send healing to a person? I'm not exactly sure what that means, but maybe.
Can you surrogate send healing to a person?
Maybe using a surrogate, like you can remember, maybe
use this is my teaching aid. Sometimes if I have to demonstrate on the body when I'm teaching online, I will use her. They only had a blonde doll, sorry, would have gotten a different one. But, you know, run energy in her as if this is my client. Is that what you mean, Lorraine, as a surrogate?
I think that's what she means. It's hard to tell because we just got that message on text. But I'm just going to say, like, yes, Lorraine, you can use a surrogate. Like, you could pretend this is a person if you like to do, like, this is your Uncle Charlie and do the energy healing.
A water bottle.
That way. Water bottle.
Stuffed animal.
Stuffed animal. But we're almost out of time, so I just wanted to say a quick couple things. First of all, we have a Manifesting Miracles course coming up in July. So if you're interested, and also Henry is teaching Manifesting Miracles, I believe, as well, has several classes scheduled as mm-hmm. well. So if you look at our schedule, you'll see that we have some of those. Mm-hmm. You can find us at www.quantumtouch.com. And I wanted to thank Henry for coming on to the show today. Thank you so much.
It's such a joy to be here.
And hope you guys can tune in next week. We're at the same time, Quantum Touch Supercharging Your Life. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening in. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
You've been listening to Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life with Jennifer Noel Taylor. Tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you take a quantum journey and tap into universal healing quantum touch principles to create an amazing supercharged life. For more information about Quantum Touch, visit QuantumTouch.com and remember, accelerate, revitalize, and engage in your supercharged life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.